Welcome to the Five Tool Show. I'm your host, Tanya Mercado, here to talk strictly baseball, unless I have some things to say regarding football, though Lord knows I don't watch hockey or basketball, so I quite frankly don't have an opinion on either of those sports. The Olympics are finally over, and Lord knows I had no cable or anything, so I did not get to enjoy the Winter Olympics this year, sad to say, but I will get to enjoy some type of baseball this year. I don't care what anybody says. I'll do whatever I have to do to make sure that I get to enjoy some baseball. So, with that said, for all of you who got sucker punched with some snow last night, well, sorry about that. New York, we're very happy. We only got a coating. Literally. It wasn't even an inch. They went from 6 to 10 inches to 4 to 6 inches, to 3 to 6 inches, to 2 to 3 inches, and then 1 to 3 inches, and then to a coating. I wonder where these meteorologists got their degree. Because that was an utter fail. But I won't argue it because, quite frankly, as much as I love snow, I am pretty much sick and tired of it already. Mother Nature needs to start going through menopause and have some hot flashes because we're over her nonsense already. Mother Nature, you've done pissed off population here on the East Coast. We've had enough of your nastiness. Now it's time to go back on your meds. Okay? Baseball is about 3 weeks away. If you live in Florida, well, lucky you, you've already got to enjoy some baseball. But for those of us who live up north, yeah, well, we'd love to experience it too, but quite frankly, I'd like to experience it in some heat, so Mother Nature, if you would even give me like 60-degree weather, I could handle a little bit of that. So, we do have some things to talk about in the baseball world, as I'm sure you are all well aware of. I mean, with nothing but baseball updates, everybody's excited about baseball. I mean, who wouldn't be? But then after, like, June, depending on who, what team you root for, like, around June, July, you're like, okay, baseball's over. Can we get the football, please? Lord knows if you're a Mets fan, you're already counting down the days to Jets and Giants camp or whatever other team you root for, which I don't understand. It kills me. You don't live in you live in New York, but you root for teams that are not New York teams. It kills me. It really, really does. But then I can't really say anything because you have baseball fans that root for teams outside of from where they live. So, to each his own, I guess. Personally, I'm a New Yorker. I root for the New York Giants. Again, that's just me. Baltimore Orioles. Guys are really trying to do something, aren't they? Trying to make a name for themselves. They want to take down the Yankees, the Red Sox. They just want to conquer the East, don't they? They got Cruz. Cruz is cruising down in spring training. Not doing too shabby, you know. They already said that he'll be their DH. Well, duh. We already knew that. That's not a newsflash. But what was interesting was they're going to be using Cruz to keep the other players, the other outfielders, in tip-top shape. Left field, yeah, Cruz will be over there playing a little bit. Why? You couldn't just get another outfielder who can actually field the ball? I mean, why use a guy at a position you know he's not good at? $8 million? I guess you want to get your money's worth? I mean, if the guy produces at the plate, which he will, I guess you really don't care how he does defensively, do you? To each his own. Johan Santana is nearing a deal with the Baltimore Orioles, pitching in the minors. While he rehabs, shows us some stuff, you know, gets a little stronger. He was pitching for a number of teams, throwing, I should say, for a number of teams. And the Orioles are the ones who have shown the most interest. So, okay, Orioles, we see you. The Yankees, I'm sure, are keeping an eye on you, as well as the Red Sox. Now, if the Orioles will actually do anything this year, well, time will tell. Listen, I don't make predictions. I don't believe in this whole Well, where do you think this team is going to end up? Do you know how many games you have to play in a year? You know, injuries. You know, a little thing called injuries. You know, like hamstrings, oblique, stuff gets hurt, broken bones. Knock on wood. I hope I'm not describing the upcoming Mets season. And every Mets fan who's listening to this probably hates me for even saying that. These things happen. You can't make predictions. Because, I mean, you never know, you might end up with egg on your face. And there's nothing cute about that now, is there? Everybody wants to act like they know what they're talking about. So with that said, let's talk a little bit of injuries. Well, here's what we have on the agenda. We're going to talk injuries, Mets, obviously. Players who are retiring. Talk some Yankees. Some Jose Reyes. Yes, Jose Reyes is still around, believe it or not. You know, it's real funny. Once he left, went to the Marlins, and then he went to the Blue Jays, I was like, Reyes, who? Yeah, you know, that little Dominican shortstop who's making some noise. And Flushing, everybody was chanting that Jose chant, which was very, very annoying. I'm just saying. I mean, I may be a Mets fan and everything, but that doesn't mean that I have to enjoy all these little chants and what have you. It was frightfully annoying. So we'll have that on tap. Why don't we start talking about those who are retiring this year? There's a lot of people who are very, very happy to hear that Carl Pavano is going to retire after 14 years in the majors. That comeback, not going to happen. What was he thinking? Seriously? He was going to try to make a comeback? Why? Dude played for the Expos, Marlins, Yankees, Indians, and the Twins. He will be ending his career 108 and 107. I mean, maybe he wanted his winning percentage a little higher. I don't know. 1,091 Ks, 200 walks. But the most famous Carl Pavano moment. Can anybody figure what that moment would be? I mean, come on. You think of Carl Pavano, what is the one thing that comes to mind? The butt injury during that exhibition game. He falls on his butt fielding a ground ball. Next thing you know it, he's shut down. Why? According to the Yankees, a bruised buttocks. A bruised buttocks. That is what Carl Pavano will forever be remembered by. That's sad. That's very, very sad. Brian Thompson just Facebooked me. Is the chat not working anymore during the show? It is working. I am in the chat room, Brian. If you are having any problems, let's see. I'll see what I can work on with that. Maybe we could get Roger to work on that. Brian, you should be able to get into the chat room. Try reloading the page and see what happens. If you're still having problems, we can get in touch with Roger. Maybe Roger can fix that for us. I kind of felt bad for Carl Pavano because, I mean, the guy couldn't catch a break in New York. It was always something. And he got called out left and right for being lazy, for not being a man, for not playing to his contract. I mean, injuries happen. What do you want the dude to do? And you have Carlos Beltran. Lord only knows how many times he got injured while he was a Met. He still did what he had to do. Nobody can get mad at him. I mean, it's not like he wanted to dive into Mike Cameron's face. Anybody remember that injury? Holy mother of pearl, I think I held my breath and I almost died. Painful. Extremely painful. Mike Cameron, loved Mike Cameron in the outfield. But injuries happen. I mean, what can you do? You know, you can't blame the players. They can only do so much. And sometimes it's not even about strengthening. It's not even about conditioning. It's just about, hey, it didn't work out. They got hurt. what, is it their fault that somebody crashed into their face? Is it their fault that they got drilled in the head by a pitch or in the elbow or on the wrist that broke their wrist? Is that their fault? Well, maybe you need a little bit more conditioning. Let's fire the training staff. Right. Because they can show you how to deal with, how to prevent a broken wrist. Duck. Well, that's one way. Sometimes I think players just... I think sometimes the fans just like to complain about anything. I don't think you can make a fan happy. Even if they win a world championship, a fan will always find something to complain about. I swear it. On my life, I swear it. Poor Carl Pavano. His own teammates were calling him out. It's sad, really. It's really, really sad. If you check out SportsIllustrated.com, on their MLB section, they talk about Carl Pavano, and they talk about some of his biggest backstage moments. Poor Carl Pavano. He got called out by one of his players saying, well, how about he shows up and just shows us he wants to pitch for us, courtesy of Mike Mussina. The Daily News used that quote to headline, Moose's message to Slacker Pavano shows some guts. Well, that's just lovely. And we can't forget Carl Pavano's accident. This man, he really was like a crash test dummy in all kinds of ways. From car accidents to injuries on and off the field, Carl Pavano is a hot mess. Pavano, we wish you all the best. Guillermo Mota, he's retiring. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm sure Mike Piazza would love to attend that retirement party. Can you imagine what that party would be like? Well, good riddance. I'm not going to waste any time on him because Lord knows I am not a Guillermo Mota fan. So, peace out. Injuries. Yeah. Well, let's talk some injuries like we haven't already. We're going to talk about current injuries, though. Spring training injuries. I don't understand these fans. Players get a tight hamstring and they start flipping out. Oh, my God, the season's over. Why is the season over? Hello, guest 7977. Welcome to the chat room. Create a user ID. Log in. Come chat with me. If you can't get into the chat room, if you can't chat, feel free to give me a call. 347-637-2306. Again, the number is 347-637-2306. We're more than happy to take some phone calls. There's a few. Brian, hello. Welcome to the chat room. Happy to have you. Glad you made it in. Glad it worked for you. Injuries. Let's see. Why don't we start with the Yankees? Carlos Beltran, a sore toe. A sore toe. I mean, how the hell do you get a sore toe? In the name of all things holy, I can't. He says, it happens to me sometimes when the batter's box is hard. Just coming out of the box, I feel a sore toe, but it's not a big deal. Well, then if it's not a big deal, why are you putting an ice pack on it? Just leave it alone. It'll fix itself. I understand if you got a bruise, though. You know, maybe you got hit on your toe. Maybe you hit yourself in the toe. I don't know. But a sore toe. I mean, you're not going to lose any time or anything like that, but. Alfonso Soriano. Still sick with the flu. Hello, Cindy. Welcome to the chat room. Brian was just here, but he popped out again. I'm guessing he's still having a little bit of trouble with the chat room. Alfonso Soriano still sick with the flu, says he's still dizzy. Hopefully he'll be in the game soon. Girardi doesn't want him playing anything right now. something to relax, feel better. I mean, that always helps. I mean, I don't know about you, but how the hell are you supposed to play a game while you're dizzy or throwing up? I'm sorry. If I'm dizzy or throwing up, I'm curling up on the sofa or in bed, and I'm watching Netflix all day. Cindy's chat room says, I made it. Well, I'm glad you made it. Oh, I should have announced this earlier at the top of the show. Todd Pratt, former Mets catcher during the 99 and 2000 season, will be joining us next week. Very, very excited about this. You have no idea. So by all means, make sure you join us next week. Todd Pratt will be taking your calls. He loves to chat with the fans. He's an awesome guy. So please make sure you call in and talk to him, talk to the tank. Mark Teixeira had wrist surgery. Everything's progressing nicely. In other words, he'll be playing soon. Good for him. Do I give a rat's behind? Not really. I'm a Mets fan. What the hell do I care? I'm not one of those Mets fans that has to obsess over the Yankees. No. What for? They're not in my division, just my city. And my borough. Unfortunately, I live in the Bronx. Slim down CC Sabathia. I mean, that guy looks frightening skinny. And he looks thinner than me. And that's scary, because I'm thin. And have you seen pictures of this guy? Reminds me of the Stick character from A Bug's Life. That's what he looks like now. But apparently, he's losing his velocity. Could it be his weight? A lot of people did say that it was his weight that was, you know, making him the pitcher that he was. So he loses the weight, now he loses his velocity. But most people probably don't realize it, that he weighs the same as he did last year. He's just thinner, and his weight is just muscle. Anybody else hear a joke in that? Because I sure as hell do. You get more muscle, but yet you lose your velocity. So you think you'd be stronger. Instead, he loses his velocity. He's only at 88 miles per hour now. It's only 3 miles less from 2013. But still, I mean, this is something that CC Sabathia has always been known for. Maybe the Yankees are going to have an interesting year this year, I think. We've seen Tanaka, Jeter retiring. Everybody's going to be talking about, oh my gosh, what's going to happen when Jeter leaves. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised in all honesty if the Yankees ended up signing Steven Gerrard. The Mets aren't going to sign up. No chance in hell. And then Scott Boras is talking about, oh, my client will be willing to wait till June. June? Ain't nobody got time for that. People are trying to fill in spots now. You know how hard it is to find a shortstop? I don't care if Steven Drew signs with the Mets. He's not that great. So he wants to go with the Yankees. Have fun with that. You could play third base for a while, and then when Jeter retires, you can add shortstop. But that's up to you. Nobody wants to give up a first draft pick if they don't have to for a guy who's going to be subpar. I mean, sure, he was part of a winning team, but how much did he contribute to that? That's the other thing you got to think about. Could Jose Reyes replace Jeter in the Bronx next year? There's a joke. Considering Cashman's trend with signing injury-prone players, I wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees got Reyes. I mean, first it was Beltran. Now Beltran's got a sore toe. Then it was Ellsbury. So far, he seems to be doing okay. Haven't heard anything about Ellsbury yet. Jose Reyes is coming back from only playing 93 games because of an ankle sprain. Yeah, I saw ankle sprain too. I'm like, how the hell are you out for that long with just an ankle sprain? Then I read the fine lettering, severe ankle sprain. I was like, oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense. Jose Reyes still has his home in Long Island. So who's to say he won't end up in the Bronx? Do we care? No. Why don't we care? Because he's always injured. He's always hurt. Being here won't make any difference. I mean, Mets fans who miss him, I mean, they can always go to Yankee Stadium. Well, quite frankly, leave the past in the past. Let it go. Speaking of letting go, congratulations to Disney for winning the Academy Award for that song. I just had to get that out there. Terry Collins feels that Dice K and Lannon are the faves to take the fifth spot. Seriously. These are the guys who are the fifth. I'm done. You have a guy like Syndergaard. Spring training. This is the whole thing. Everybody wants Syndergaard up now. I would love to see Syndergaard up now, too. But what people don't seem to understand is you can't rush players. Will Syndergaard bring butt to the seats? Well, yeah. Everybody wants to see this guy pitch. But you can't rush things. I would love to see City Field packed. You know how beautiful City Field would look if it was packed to the hilt consistently? But then you know what will happen if Syndergaard comes up now, right? It'll just be Matt Harvey all over again. The ballpark will be full during Syndergaard, and then the other pitchers, they'll look up into the stands like, where the hell are all the people? I wonder if that bothers them. I'm sure it has to bother them, because then they feel, well, nobody wants to see me pitch, then what the heck? Why should I bother? I don't think it'll be Dice K. I could be wrong. But if the Mets are really going for somebody who is going to put butts in the seat, yeah, they're going to want to go with Syndergaard, because Syndergaard will definitely do that. Everybody's high on this guy. There's a scout out there who isn't like, holy mother of pearl, this guy's amazing. Ruben Tejada. Now I'm just going to put Joel Sherman on blast here because Sherman just decides to, like, I don't know what it is with beat writers these days. They just like to blow things out of proportion. Sherman comes out from the New York Post and says, well, the Mets have a Ruben Tejada problem. It's not a problem. Could be a problem. But it's something that you have to work with. Why do you have coaches if they're not there to coach the player? Is it the player or is it the coach? Is it the hitting or is it the defense? Now, if it's the entire package, then chances are it's the player, and then you just send him to the minors, let him get fixed. It works for other players, you know. I feel bad for the kid. I really do. I would love to see this kid succeed and so that he can tell everybody to shut the hell up and let him play the damn game. It's like poor Ike Davis. Ike Davis keeps getting hammered by writers. He needs to go. The Mets should trade him. This, that, and the other thing. Leave Ike Davis the bloody hell alone. He didn't do anything to you. If anything, he's been the nicest guy he could possibly be to a bunch of lowlifes like yourself. But it seems that Alderson and company will be sticking with Ruben Tejada as the opening day short. If that doesn't happen, look for Wilmer Flores. I don't see anybody else coming to shortstop. So you know who your opening day shortstop is going to be. You pretty much know who the opening day for everything is going to be. Let's just settle on who's going to get that fifth spot, and let's finish off that bullpen, shall we? Then we can get this season started already. Sandy Alderson needs to shut his mouth. We're going to win 90 games. No, you're not. What the hell are you saying? How about you shut up and let the players play the game? Don't put that type of pressure on him. And Fred Wilpon, of course, has to come around and say, I expect it. You really expect that? Seriously. Okay. Good luck with that. Let me know how that works out for you. Here's my whole thing. Don't make predictions. Why are you making predictions? You've done nothing to give reason that you can give a prediction of 90 wins. Have you lost your mind? I don't know. Am I the only one that thinks that he's a little on the crazy side for saying something like that? When was the last time these guys had a 90-win season? I mean, I'm just asking. If he wants to come out and say stuff like this, I really hope you really have a serious game plan on how you're going to execute that, like getting rid of your hitting coach. I don't know. I personally, I would have loved to have seen a complete overhaul of the coaching staff, but that's just me. I think they're ineffective. After how many years of the same guy? No. No, it's time to go. Sandy Alderson doesn't do anything, shows that the team can't do anything. By June, he's out. It's either him or Collins. Somebody's going to go. He spent how much money? Oh, and then that's the other thing. Mets blog decided to post graphs of all the different payrolls. Mets have, I believe it was the seventh lowest. Okay, seventh lowest. Big deal. There are four teams under the Mets that made it to the playoffs last year. You know what that tells me? Money does nothing to get you into the playoffs. Quality does. You get the quality, you get the wins. You get to the playoffs. So clearly, whoever the scouts are in the Mets front office, somebody needs to get fired because the quality ain't there. It hasn't been there for a good long time. It's not about spending the money. I'm tired of the fans saying, oh, well, they're not spending money. Who freaking cares? How much money have the Yankees spent over the years, and what has it got them? All these teams spending money up the wazoo, and it gets them nowhere. Look at the Marlins. You also have the Toronto Blue Jays. Nothing. But go ahead, keep screaming out your buttholes. Let me know how that works out for you, because clearly it's not getting you anywhere except stress and aggravation. Now, I'll tell you one thing. It's pissing me the hell off every time I go on Facebook and everybody's screaming about the damn payroll. The Wilpons need to open up their wallet. For what? They open up their wallets, they get burned again, they shut the wallets right back up again. How about Alderson actually goes out and does his job and brings some quality to the team? How about that? Somebody who's actually going to go on the field and do their bloody job. Anybody else have a problem with that? Is that okay? Can we get some quality players? I didn't know that quality always meant that you had to spend $80 million on a player. I think it's a bunch of nonsense. Freaking Oakland spends less than us, and they made it into the freaking playoffs. Same with the Pirates. And those guys never spend money. The Pirates, please. That wallet, the owner will have a heart attack. You'll see moths coming out of that thing. That thing never opens up. What are you, crazy? It's unheard of. Do you not remember when the fans walked out during a game? I can't stand it. It stresses me out. You guys stress me out, Mets fans. You want wallets open? You want them to spend money? How about you go to the game and spend money? Spend money you don't have. Or did you forget about all the loans that they got to pay off? Oh, but they should spend money. Right, because they have money coming out of their butts. Can't spend what you don't have. So while you don't have it, how about you get the quality? Even if you're signing a player to 1 year, you do what you got to do. Why do people flip out when there are injuries in spring training? Guy has a tight calf. Big deal. Your calves don't get tight. Lord knows, I'm always getting hurt at work. I'm a klutz. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm always banging my leg on a table. Let me tell you. If you're a klutz, you can't work retail. You really can't. Because you really will get hurt left and right. There's always some type of danger. Remember when I was doing some filming for news networks? I kept getting banged up with the equipment. Come home with some type of new black and blue mark, whether it was on my leg or my arm. These things happen. The players are going to get hurt. You know, it's not always the trainer's fault either. They can't prevent every injury. Muscle tightness happens. They're missing a whole week. Cut the players some slack. Stop getting on their cases 24/7. It's spring training, for heaven's sake. The games don't count. Let them just go there and do what they got to do. This isn't the regular season. Stop acting like it. Stop putting pressure on them already. Let them just go out and have fun. You have 162 games to put pressure on these guys. Give them spring training. Let them enjoy themselves. That's what they're there for. Just to prep for the season. It means nothing. They can have a great spring training and you're all fired up and ready to go, and then they come in and they suck for the regular season. I'd rather them have a sucky spring training and kill it during the regular season. Because at least if it's a sucky spring training, they know they got some kinks that they need to work on, and they can work on all those little problem areas rather than coming into the regular season and they're like, you know what, we still got some problems that we needed to work out on, and we never got to work on it during spring training. We're too busy winning. That's just my take on it. Be grateful that it's thing major that has happened yet. When Jonathan Neese had to get an MRI, all hell broke loose on Facebook. Here we go again. That's all I heard from Mets fans. Let it go. Relax, Mets fans. Breathe. Ooh-sah. Go take a yoga class or something, because some of you guys, I don't know how you guys have been fans for so long. I hope you guys have some Tums nearby, because you're going to need it. Get a defibrillator while you're at it, because I'm afraid some of you guys are going to drop dead this season. I'm serious. I feel for your families. Tell us. Feel for them even more. They're all Mets fans. Cindy, you know what that life is like. I think you've been a Mets fan, what, all your life? I know I've been a Mets fan all my life. My gray hair is because of the Mets. I started getting gray hair in my early 20s, so that's when I really got into the whole baseball thing. 34 years old, and I got nothing but gray hair. I look like freaking Rogue from the X-Men now. It's scary. It's scary what cheering for a team can do to you, can do to your health. You know how many heart palpitations I get? I'm surprised I'm still around. I'm surprised Mets fans are still around. I'm surprised Mets fans haven't just jumped off the Shea Bridge. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget next week, March 10th, 9 p.m. here on the Five Pool Show, former Mets catcher Todd Pratt will be joining me here in the studio. You will be more than welcome to phone in. I'm sure he would love to take all your phone calls because he's such an awesome guy like that. He loves to talk to fans. Cindy in the chat room says, you are so right. I get a kick out of these people. Hell yeah, Mets fans are very entertaining. Very entertaining people. I mean, if you're ever bored, go to a Mets fan page on Facebook. They all attack each other. It's crazy. You think that they would just defend each other and what have you? No. Just all gang up on each other. Screaming teenage girls. It's frightening. I can't go to some of these fan pages sometimes because they just scare the hell out of me. Make one wrong comment. If they don't agree with you, that's it. Like you're blackballed by them. They kick you out. It's quite hilarious. You guys should check it out. Don't go trolling, but just read through some of them. It's quite hysterical. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will bid you good night. Cindy, thank you for joining in the chat room. Brian, we're happy to see you in the chat room also. I think you're still having some problems with the chat room. I'm going to get that fixed, I promise you. That said, ladies and gentlemen, definitely join us next week. Hook to Todd Pratt. I swear to you, it's going to be a great show. Anytime a guest comes on, it's so much fun. So to all of you, enjoy baseball. Watch some games. I'm jealous because Lord knows I have no time to watch games because I'm always working. So watch some games for me. Cheer on your team. Good night, guys. Happy baseball.